afternoon. It is Phil Campbell, obviously, otherwise somebody else is using my account. I'm over at the Clean Tech Centre near the Jubilee campus in Nottingham, and I'm with Nick from Entropy. Nick Gostick. I got it right. Earlier on, I've been trying to get it right, and I've just totally failed. I'm at the Clean Tech Centre today because I want to talk to Nick briefly about what the space is about, also about the fact that it's an incubator. And we're doing an event tomorrow with me, Ryan O'Meara, and Rob Wilmot. Hello, Nick.
Hi there.
So tell us a little bit about the building for a start, because, you know, why here and why the incubator?
Okay, so this isn't a new building. It's been around for a while. It's like many small industrial office type buildings. But it's quite well located, close to the Jubilee campus and the new Energy Research Institute. But more importantly, it was available, and my business partner, Bob Pinnegar, who owns the building, was prepared to use the building to turn into an incubator for early stage clean tech businesses.
Okay. So I know that you've not been very well, so we'll make this interview really quick, because I know you've been over to India and you picked up all sorts of sort of lurgy while you're doing your boot camps. That's how we met. You're originally the managing director of BioCity, is that right?
No, I was the incubation manager.
My bad. So tomorrow we have an event here. We're doing an initial sort of social media event about companies in the clean tech, what they can sort of gain from it. Do you want to tell people a little bit about what you're trying to achieve with these little meetings?
Okay, so it's all about early stage businesses. During my career, I've set up 11 companies of one type or another, many of them in the clean tech sector. And really, it's important to our economy and to bringing forward technology that's going to help the challenge of climate change, that we actually get some new startup companies and harness the creativity of early stage entrepreneurs. Mm. But setting up a company can be quite a daunting process. Mm. And what we want to do is actually help people to get it right first time and to give them the tools that they need to be successful. And some of those tools will be the practical nuts and bolts, legal, intellectual property protection, accountancy. A little bit boring, but unfortunately business is about money as well as the exciting technology stuff. But we also want to look at the marketing, and particularly marketing in the current new economy, with all the exciting opportunities that the internet and particularly social networking are giving the new business startup. So that's where we're starting tomorrow.
Awesome. So, I mean, we're talking about an existing user base here. I mean, there's 900 odd people on your mailing list. There's 300 quite, you know, well-designed businesses in the whole of the East Midlands. It's a big area for clean tech, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of really interesting companies that have really responded to the challenge of climate change and to the opportunities presented by various incentives. Government incentives like renewable heat incentives, feeding tariffs, etc. But traditionally, there's been a lot of clean tech developed by the regional universities, for example. So Nottingham University's got an excellent reputation, is developing all sorts of new and interesting technologies. So there's all the bits that you need for a really good cluster within the East Midlands.
Well, Nick, I'm pretty excited about tomorrow. It's a bit of a blank canvas, this building, and I really like the idea of our pop-up idea of FibreCamp 2 sort of being in here for helping out with all the incubators. For people who are not booked up yet, there's still room. If you go onto my Twitter stream and have a look for my link, it starts co.me.dm. I'll also tweet it again about 5 o'clock tonight. It's only £50 a head. There's about 15 or 20 odd people coming tomorrow. We've only got space for a few more. Rob Wilmot's always good to listen to. I've never met Ryan, but I'm looking forward to doing that. Nick, thanks very much.
Okay.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.